We're going to continue with our prayers in the church, but before we do so, just a couple of updates to share with the congregation. As I shared my message this morning, Rosanna Leeson is really close to passing. This morning, Raymond called me very early, and I've had time to spend with the Leesons throughout this week. It will be most likely the next couple of days, and so she's at peace and surrounded by Raymond and also their daughter Annabelle, and so we're going to take a moment to uplift her in prayer this morning. Also, in addition to the names that we have, we're also going to uplift Betty Hagen. Barry's here this morning. Betty is going to be having knee replacement surgery and a little work on her femur on Monday, tomorrow, and it's a pretty significant surgery, so we want to uplift her in prayer as well. Also, we're going to pray for Callie as she awaits some results. And then also, we'll observe a moment of silence today for the terrible accident, tragedy, really, that happened in Pittsburgh. And we'll just take maybe 30 seconds of silence in the congregation during our prayers to uplift those families, those that lost their lives yesterday in the horrific attack in Pittsburgh. Let us please rise as we continue with our prayers. Let us pray for the whole people of God and for all people according to their needs. Lord, you are our refuge and strength. Defend your church from the attacks and accusations of the devil. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and his word. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, since the fall into sin, all creation groans for restoration. Earthquakes, hurricanes, fires, floods, and other disasters cause great frustration. But you are the God of all creation. Calm our hearts and be in our midst when the earth gives way. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, in this fallen world, nations rage and kingdoms totter. War, violence, and division plague the earth. Lord, today we take a moment of silence to uplift the silent prayers that we have in our hearts for those who lost lives and those who were affected in the tragedy yesterday in Pittsburgh. Lord, through it all, we know that you are the Lord of hosts and you are with us. Defend us from conflict and be our King of peace. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, send healing to all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, in these moments and minutes, we pray for Rosanna and we pray for that release. Lord, we thank you that that release is not a goodbye, but it's a release to a special place preserved and prepared for her by Jesus. Lord, grant your peace and comfort to the Leeson family and to the friends of Rosanna. And we thank you for her impact in our lives and the blessing she was for our church family. Lord, we also uplift Betty Hagen facing surgery tomorrow. Cover the surgeon with your hands. Guide each movement and the choices that are made in that surgery tomorrow. And we pray for success, that she would come through and be on the road to recovery soon. Also for Callie and Sammy and those that are named in our prayer list this week, Dylan and Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt and Charlie, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Darlene, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Gary, Jim, Gary, Ron, Gail and Rich, Arnold, Joel, Cheryl, and Art. If it be your will, restore their health with the overflowing abundance that comes only from your hand. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we exalt you among the nations for the blessings you have poured out upon us. We give you thanks, especially this day, for Dave and Terry Garvin. Grant them a safe transition to family in Utah. We pray that you would give them continued joy in all that they do. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. We pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen. Congregation may be seated.